mom to stay with me, and I really need her love. So please donate today at RonaldMcDonaldHouseUtah.org.
The Rod Arquette Show here on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listening, you'll know. Welcome back to the show. The Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce today, its new president and CEO, Derek Miller, issued a statement on the Trump administration's $12 billion bailout in farm aid as a result of the trade wars which are going on right now. The Derek Miller, in his statement, it reads, "The remedy of Trump's trade war was war is less government intervention, not more. To best support American farmers, the Trump administration should make fair trade deals that set them up to win in a free market." How are farmers here in Utah reacting to these trade wars? Joining us on our newsmaker line right now, Ron Gibson. Ron is president of the Utah Farm Bureau Federation. Ron, I want to start you off. You have been keeping up to date on this, being involved in this, trying to find out exactly what this plan that the president has and how it will work. What's the latest on it, Ron?
Well, I think the first thing that I'm impressed with is I have never seen an administration move so fast and efficiently. I mean, the aid program that they announced yesterday is supposed to be finalized on the 24th of August and implemented by the 4th of September. So I don't know, what you think about that, but my jaw's on the floor that they're moving so fast and really, really worried about helping America's farmers in this time of need.
What are you hearing from Utah farmers, Ron? Because I know you're talking to them all the time. What are they telling you about the president's tariffs, first of all, the impact it's having, and what are they telling you now about this deal to help farmers get through this rough spot?
Well, first of all, we are extremely concerned about the future of agriculture. And, I have to start by saying we understand what the president's trying to do. Like, China has been abusing our trade relations for decades, and we have real problems with Canada. I mean, did you know that they are charging 270% tariff on American dairy products going into Canada right now?
Yeah, I've heard that, and I think other people have as well, yeah.
So there are some big problems, and you have to give it to President Trump for actually standing up and saying, we're not taking that anymore. I mean, he really is trying to make it better in the long term. We're concerned that this is not a great approach, but, I'm not the president. And I don't have the ability to make those decisions right now, and he is the president. And so hopefully, the moves that he's making are going to be beneficial to us in the long term. We're all extremely concerned about that. It's crazy to me that, agriculture is being the tip of the spear for all of these retaliations. I mean, you hardly hear of anybody else. I mean, all the tariffs that are being placed back on America are agricultural products, and that really concerns us. It concerns us because we have built these relationships, we've built these contracts and these deals for decades. It's not like when we talk about Mexico, for example, we don't trade with Mexico. We trade with people in Mexico. Mm-hmm. We trade with businesses in Mexico. The same thing with Canada. The same thing in all over the world, the European Union. I mean, we have contractual business relationships with businesses. And those things are being damaged, Rod, and it's very concerning to us, and it hurts.
Uh-huh.
It really does.
Have the farmers already felt this, do you think, Ron? I mean, as you talk to them, have they already said, hey, we're starting to feel this already?
Well, it depends on which farmers you're talking about. I mean, cattle producers don't, because, a majority of Utah agriculture are the cow-calf producers, and they haven't sold their calves yet. And so that's not something that they're going to feel yet, but they are going to feel it. And when it comes time to go to market, our farmers and ranchers that sell once a year are going to feel that when they go to market. And a lot of them haven't gone to market since the tariffs have been into place. dairy farms are feeling it now because they go to market every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day they send milk to market. And the milk checks that we've just gotten, holy moly. I mean, I got my last milk check and I just wanted to cry. There's nothing else to do.
Wow.
It was
wow.
So pathetic. Wow. And so it depends on what kind of agriculture you are. The reality is we're going to all feel it, but some of us are feeling it faster than others.
Ron, some people have been quick to criticize the president's plan. I imagine you've heard that. I heard one term. Some people are calling it welfare for the farmers. When you hear that, how do you respond to it, Ron?
It makes me crazy inside. You know, there is nothing that any of us want in agriculture. We don't want aid. We want to trade. We want to be able to sell our products across the borders of all countries and throughout the world. And, you know, these are not circumstances that agriculture caused. And that's why it makes me upset to hear people talk about that. This isn't something that we're asking for. But at the same time, you know, I think one thing that we need to remember as Americans and as Utahns is agriculture creates an aspect in our society that is unreplaceable. And when these family farms cannot take the economic challenges any longer and they leave, it leaves our state and it leaves our country in a place I don't think we want to be in.
Yeah.
We do not want to import our food from Mexico and Argentina and Brazil. I don't think we want to be there from a position of national security. It's something that's really scary to me.
Yeah. Ron, it sounds like the farmers and even you yourself, you agree with the president that all you're really asking for right now on this whole issue is simply a level playing field. And if the president gets you that, even though you may have a rough spot here or two, you're willing to stick it out with him. Is that a fair assessment, Ron?
Yeah. You know, Rod, there's a lot of turmoil in our industry right now over this. But the reality is we've never had a president in my lifetime that's even mentioned the word agriculture in his term of office. And we have a president right now that whether he's going about it the right way or whether he's not, is really trying to help American farmers and ranchers with what he's doing. And, you know, I, for one, feel like we need to give him a chance to make that work. You know, these aid packages, man, I don't know how they're going to actually trickle down. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how it all gets down to the actual farmers that need the help. But I am so happy to see that we have a president that's looking down the road long term and trying to help agriculture succeed.
He is president of the Utah Farm Bureau, Ron Gibson, on our Newsmaker line, getting his reaction to the president's announcement yesterday of some emergency aid for farmers hurt by the latest trade war. More coming up on the Rod Arquette Show and Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen and you'll know.
This